Radio reverb's coming through. Listen to the Big John Show. 97.2. Listen to the Big John Show. Monday night, what you gonna do? Listen to the Big John Show. Listen to the Big John Show.
We have here in the studio not one but two Milton Hyders, Jim and Josie. Hello.
Hello.
How are you both?
Oh, fabulous.
I've got a bad back.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, yeah, that does look bad. Yeah, no, you shouldn't have brought that one.
No.
No.
Well, I haven't got another one.
Did you put it in the... Well, who packed? Seriously, you got that. So what happened then?
I got a twinge.
I mean, we weren't going to talk about it. We're straight in, so that's fine. You got a twinge. You are male, so we are going to talk about your ailments for a while. That's fine.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously, it's the most painful thing ever. And women don't get it. I get it. I know what you're saying. What did you do to earn this painful back?
I picked up a bag of cement.
That wasn't wise.
It was very unwise.
It was unwise.
Extremely unwise. I wouldn't recommend it.
Good.
It went twang and then...
The cement went twang or the back?
The back.
Yes.
I think the cement went thud.
Oh, the cement went thud.
Yes.
The back went twang.
Yeah, and then it went blue.
And Josie went, oh, no.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And I went, put some ice on it.
Put some ice, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to put a ring on it, you're going to put some ice on it. I mean, that's what you did.
That's what happens. You asked me what happened.
I don't remember asking you, but I remember regretting asking you, but that's fine. Anyway, back in the room, Milton Hyder here. Yay! Woo! What's going on in the world of Milton Hyde?
We have just released our album, our third album.
Wow.
Bungaroosh.
You know, you should have a third member of Milton Hyde, and she should be called Anne Seek. I didn't get
Silence.
It either.
Silence.
I didn't get it either. Someone said this to me this morning when asked, who have you got on?
Anne Seek.
I said, Milton Hyde.
And Seek.
Yeah.
Hyde and Seek.
Yeah. There is... That's funny you should say that.
It wasn't at the time and it is now. it isn't funny. It isn't funny. And I'll take it up with the script writers.
But there is a Milton Hyde and Seek.
What?
Yeah.
There is.
It's
an event.
A Hyde and Seek annual event.
In Milton.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Nothing to do with why we named ourselves that. That was incidental.
No, but I love it. Okay, so there is a Milton Hyde and Seek.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
Do they have their own Facebook page?
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, well, I probably tagged them a few times.
Yeah, almost certainly, yeah.
And Milton and Hyde is
Milton and Hyde.
They're a jewellery company.
Okay, you see, you learn all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want
all this stuff we had no idea.
You don't want to know what Pete Jones is up to.
That's a Hyde with a Y, not an I.
Of course.
Oh, is it? Oh,
okay. Yeah, we're Hyde with an I, not a Y.
You can hide your I, but not your Y.
That's right.
Yes, of course. So you've been very busy. You've been you've got an album called Bungaroosh.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are uninitiated, oh, let's have a look. You're throwing it around the room now. I love it. that's beautiful. Who did all the art design on that? That's stunning. Who did the art design on this?
It's a collage. I did that.
Yeah, you did that. You just say, "Oh, I did that." That's called art design. That's what you did.
And Jim did the graphics, and I did the.
You are so talented, you
collage.
Two. Wow, love it. So tell us about what is Bungaroosh. Why is it called that?
Okay, well, you people in Brighton will know. Many people will know what Bungaroosh is, and it's a wall, isn't it?
That's, it is
full of old tut, basically.
Old tut, nicely and, put.
And,
yes.
try and put a shelf up, and you hit a bit of granite, hit a bit of flint, or something, or
you do, and then you hear a lot of movement. I don't know if you've had this, where you go, I don't think it's rats or animals. It's just a lot of stuff falling.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, it's literally basically whatever they could find, isn't it?
But Bungaroosh is the word's peculiar to this part of the world, isn't it?
I love that.
It's really good. It's a brilliant word.
We had a house that was 1837 on Buckingham Road, and that was literally licked together with Bungaroosh.
It was
ridiculous. So rubbish.
We just thought it was a brilliant metaphor, didn't we? Because
it's a lovely word.
Yeah.
And we thought it was a great metaphor because you get these little brilliant Regency places,
yeah,
you know, in and around Hove, and The walls are made of bungaroosh.
I know. How good
and
is
they're
that?
Falling down. It's just great.
It is brilliant.
Not unless you live in one, in which case you have our sympathy.
Yeah, well, no, that's fair enough. Now, listen, you've got a sort of... this is a tour. This is pretty impressive. You're gigging quite a lot. So you've done a fair few. Loughton, Essex. You've done the Tunbridge Folk Club. You've done a Contra Roots Club in North Hants. Then you had the album release in Hailsham. How has all that gone? Do you mix it up a little bit and do you learn from each night?
Yeah, they're all really, really different, aren't they? Because some of them are folk clubs and some of them are sort of more general music. And the one that we did, the album launch, that was actually a triple header at Hailsham Pavilion, which is a beautiful little venue. It's an old 1920s cinema. And so they'll put on live music events there.
Yeah.
And that was quite different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was really good. We did a triple header with a duo called the Kimberleys, who are fantastic from South London, and another artist called Daria Kulesh, and she's got Russian Ingushetian.
I beg your pardon?
Ingushetian.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, heritage. And she sings all this sort of... which is part of Russia now.
English.
Sings in various different languages as well, doesn't she?
And it's
a real show what she does.
How did you get hold of those guys? Or was it part...
We just meet them on the circuit.
On the circuit, darling. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the circuits you keep anyway. so the show goes on. I mean, you've got about 6 or 7 nights in May... next one up, actually, 1st of May, Runnymede Folk Club in Surrey.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, actually.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Are you shifting albums at the back? Are people buying the hard copies?
Yes.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
That's nice.
Not so much now.
We sold a few advance copies, didn't we?
Yeah.
Pre-orders.
But CDs are a tough sell these days.
I know.
But we do a free digital download with each CD, so somebody can have the hard copy there with the lovely poster inside and the lyric sheet
and the beautiful
artwork.
That's nice. I just realised that's lovely. Beautiful. Yeah.
They get that and the digital download with the code on the back.
Yeah. It does look great. It really does look great. And wow, there's so many tracks on this. It's like 12 or 13 tracks on that. That is awesome. She got these guys in there. Who else have you been working with on this? It says Phil Jones. We all know Phil Jones. Yeah. What a trooper. Were you over in Shoreham on his boat?
No, not this time.
Okay.
No, we just got Phil to do some double bass on this one.
Oh, fantastic.
And some backing
and
vocal.
A few BVs.
But mostly it was John Fowler from Dandelion Charm.
Oh, we love John.
Yeah, he's an amazing musician.
And we also had Bruce Knapp playing on there as well, didn't we?
Yeah, Bruce plays electric guitar. Fred Gregory, who... Yeah. Was with Porchlight Smoker.
Yeah.
And
Hatful
of Rain, latterly.
With Phil.
With Phil, yeah.
Of course. So, listen, guys, first of all, I hope you were treated well in the green room.
Yeah, I enjoyed the mead.
Was that okay? Was the mead okay?
Yeah. It was low alcohol mead, which is.
Well, I'm only there for
I didn't
you,
know
mate.
It was there. I didn't know it was available.
Lashings of hummus as well. So
I thought someone had been at the
really
hummus.
Garlicky.
Yeah, that
Sorry,
was hoping I was going to be some left. It is garlicky. But we've got the stage ready for you. The engineers have been working.
We've got trot over there.
Is that how you spell your name? We got in lights above, but I think they put a Y in it. So apologies for
that.
That's all right. We just take those three lights off, and that'll turn it into an I.
Perfect.
There we are.
You see, you're so clever. So why don't you play? What are you going to play for us? Because you look more than ready.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to play a little song, a little simple song called Goldfinch.
Well, I don't think we need any more.
No.
Take it away.
Goldfinch, I see you every day. Dazzle for a heartbeat, fly my blues away. Heartbeat, heartbeat, something's going on. Connecting back to nature, connecting back to nature, connecting back to nature. Catch it in a song. Winter, winter chills me to the core. A flash of gold and scarlet colors reassure. Springtime. springtime, hedgerows full of sound. Goldfinch by the dozen, goldfinch by the dozen, goldfinch by the dozen. Never let me down. As a breeze, it's singing to the evening, till the sun's below the trees. Autumn, autumn, I see you're back again. Welcome at my table, welcome at my table, welcome at my table. Hello, my golden friend. I see you every day. Dazzle for a heartbeat, dazzle for a heartbeat, dazzle for a heartbeat. Fly my blues away.
Oh man, you guys, are you kidding me? That's a track called Goldfinch. Even I was listening. You see, even I was out there. Lovely message in already. Great to hear what Milton Hyde have been doing. Yeah, that's not the half of it, my friend. Their YouTube video for Bungarouche is fantastic. Best wishes, Annie Brown.
Hi, Annie.
Which leads us to the vid. What is there to expect, and what's been going on?
Well, we've done two videos, actually, because we did one for the single that we released to start with was Simon's Nick. So we did that video.
Yeah, we played that one for you.
Yeah, and that involved fairies in the wood.
Of course.
And live action.
Yep.
And then Bungarouche, we attempted stop-motion animation.
It was Morph in it?
No,
but it was definitely an inspiration.
Yes, oh yeah,
having
we were talking about this the other
Tony
day.
Hart,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. Wouldn't yeah. he even
it was
have
a lot of fun, but
him.
Hard work.
Oh,
it takes forever, man.
So that is on YouTube, folks. Go to YouTube, Milton Hyde Bungarouche, and I'm assuming it will be there, my friends.
Yes.
It's a bit of a crazy video.
So who helped you with that?
We just did it ourselves.
Oh, that's so cool. You look exhausted just thinking about it.
I enjoyed the animating and you enjoyed the
editing. I really enjoyed
the
editing.
So we know our place now.
Was it a little bit Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer?
Very much so.
There you go. Yeah, you see, we're in there. So. Back to 86.
Yeah,
boom,
absolutely.
Shaka.
Yeah. Definitely, again, definitely an inspiration, yeah.
Did you love the creative side of it? Because I know you did a lot of work with Alex Thomas, the brilliant photographer.
Yeah.
And he's just got some beautiful shots of you guys over the years. I mean, just stunning.
We met at college doing graphics, Josie and I. So it's always been there. And we run a day job is as graphic designers.
So tis in the blood.
Yeah, yes. I guess so. I guess the thing is, it's hard to rein it to because we do
rein it back a bit.
It's hard to free up because obviously a lot of the professional work is making it all slick and making it look lovely and professional and corporate and so on. Whereas I was talking to Rob Corcoran about this. He runs the Lantern Society up at the Betsy Trotwood in London, and he designs these fantastic posters. And but I couldn't do them because they're all a little bit homemade. But they look absolutely brilliant.
I totally get what you're saying. I'm a photographer, and when you're not working for a client, it's hard to switch that brain off.
I want everything to sort of line up, and
I totally get that.
Well, That didn't happen in the Bungaroosh.
No, that definitely doesn't happen in the Bungaroosh.
We're going to check that out.
We managed to free up.
By the way, folks, if you want to know Bungaroosh, B-U-N-G-A, Roosh, R-O-O-S-H. Thank you for asking. Do you want to pick up those crazy instruments? What have you got planned?
Bear with me.
Don't know.
And what was that, just for the listeners, what was that beautiful instrument you were playing earlier?
That's clarinet.
That's what I said. I said, that's a clarinet, what she's got there. What she's doing there, that's clarinet. It is very beautiful what you do with that.
Well, I'm not doing that on this one.
She's not doing that with this one. No. So just back in your box.
This one's called Festival of Freaks.
Of course it is. Oh, and we played this one. I like the name.
Yes, this was inspired by a visit to Purbeck Valley Folk Festival.
Okay.
Just after lockdown.
I'm not asking any more questions. I don't want to lose friends.
It's really inclusive.
Is it?
And it was just such a lovely festival. People were there to have fun, and they were dressed for the occasion.
Sounds gorgeous.
And we saw the amazing Grace Petrie, and she sang Black Tie, and that sort of influenced the lyrics in this a bit.
Love that. Guys, take it away.
Multicolored tie-dye shirt goes well with that cravat. Long hair, short hair, grey hair, none, plaited, dreads or free. Sandals, wellies, barefoot, what's inside we cannot see. When you don't fit in the place, you're in the problems with the place. Each of us is commonplace in this amazing commonplace. When at last you feel at home in your complicated skin, you belong right here in this place, this commonplace we're in. You belong right here in this place, this commonplace we're in.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Baloo, we're over. That is the best, my friends. Oh, the best. Which brings me naturally not to your trousers, but to other things. You do have a range You know, because, you know, I always say Milton Hyde folk band, but I mean, there's a lot of swing in there. There's a lot of 20s. There's a lot of, you know, musical almost. I mean, that would fit into, you know, Bugsy Malone and all the rest of it.
It's a bit ragtimey, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's great.
That's why we chose Bungaroosh as the title, because we have just shoved everything in there, all these different styles.
Oh, yeah, we threw the kitchen sink at it.
Yeah, for sure. In fact, one of them is a number that we wrote for a musical.
Oh, get out of town.
One of the ones in there, yes.
And it wasn't that one?
No, not that one. Small Boats.
Small Boats.
Yeah, that was originally written for the America Ground, the musical.
Oh, tell me. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, you can...
Oh, okay, my brother, Bob Tipler, wrote a musical based in Hastings, and it's called the America Ground, the musical.
Easy for you to say.
There's a patch of land in Hastings called the America Ground.
Okay.
And it was back in the 19th century, it was declared, you know, it was a bit of shingle that got created in a big storm. Lots of people moved on to it, opening businesses. Then the corporation got involved and started putting taxing it and so on. And it was a brilliant metaphor for the housing crisis today. And that was the thing. So it brought this sort of 19th. So nothing changes, basically.
So what I like about your work is, you know, there is a social conscience to it. There is a little bit of politics. I mean, even that track was all about acceptance and, you know, the space for one and all. In a sort of umbrella of folk and style and... What would you say? Would you say any of that was true?
Yeah, definitely. I think above all, we try and be entertaining.
Yeah,
entertaining.
But we still have a little dig and have a little.
Yeah, we know this brilliant artist.
Yeah, a comic.
Whose name completely escapes me.
But he is brilliant, or she.
He's brilliant. Yeah. Double bass player.
Oh, you know the one.
Oh, Grant.
Grant Sharkey.
Yeah.
Who comes up with the most pointed. Fantastic political songs.
Love it.
But he brings people with him because he's so entertaining and so charming.
That's brilliant.
So anybody who doesn't actually agree with him, they'll still enjoy his performance and he can bring them with him.
And actually, in a way, going back to the definition of folk, that almost is it, really, isn't it? What you're doing. I mean, it's, you know, there's no...
Yeah.
As long as you don't go electric, geez.
Judas!
You know what happened last time? Whoa, blimey. Because that's kind of... the reason, I mean, I don't want to pigeonhole because there's no point, but you do end up at folk festivals quite a lot. And I'm just thinking that's probably the comfort zone. And within that world, it's a broad church, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if you go to Cambridge Folk Festival now, the breadth of, you know, the performance is incredible. It's not folk in that sense.
Have you been picked up by the folk guys on Radio 2 at all?
No.
It's funny, isn't it?
No.
The Mike Hardings and the...
I think Mike Harding played us once a couple of years ago.
That's what I was thinking.
When he was on Radio 2.
That was on Radio 2, wasn't it? Yeah.
But not in recent years.
He said lovely stuff.
Well, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Listen, we're always out of time. Do you want to do one more song?
Yeah, sure.
We'd love to.
What should we do?
Apologies for the time. It always seems to disappear.
Shall we do Bungaroosh?
Oh, we should do Bungaroosh.
Title track.
We've got Milton Hyde here. They are absolutely brilliant. They've got a brand new album. It's called Bungaroosh. It's already come out. Please do what you do best. Go and support them. If nothing else, go to YouTube and check out their videos because they're very, very creative bunnies. Take it away, folks. Bungaroosh.
We had our album launch at Hailsham Pavilion on Saturday.
How did that go?
It went really well. I just wanted to say that we did have Phil Jones on stage with us with his double bass, and we had John on there.
He was playing
lap cajon.
What a night.
We had Bruce Knapp doing. He did have electric guitar, didn't he? Mandolin. Mm. And what was the other thing? He was playing dobro.
Fantastic. What a night. Yeah. Folks, Bungaroosh.
1, 2, 3, 4. We sail today for Silver Town.
These walls will span forever.
Where virtues lost and fortunes found.
We built them with what came to hand.
Streets are made with precious stones.
These walls will span forever.
Your name never find your way back home.
We built them with what came to hand.
Houses here are tall and fine.
These walls will stand forever.
People here drink fine red wine.
We built them with what came to hand.
But the walls are made with bungaroos.
These walls will stand forever.
Seems so straight but hide the truth.
We built them with what came to hand.
Bungaroos, bungaroos. Food is fine but touched by flies. A sonnet sweet is full of lies. Laughter hides the baby's cry. A wall that looks so strange and true. If only you could see right through. We built this place of bungaroos. It's all just bungaroos. With ermine robes and golden crown,
these walls will stand forever.
This king is not without his crown.
We built them with what came to hand.
And the finest house within this town,
these walls will stand forever.
Its fine facade will soon crash down.
We built them with what came to hand.
There's some fool, there's something here as soft as
we
love.
We built them with what came to hand.
And you'll never hammer home that nail.
These walls will stand forever.
Whatever fixes here will
we
fail.
We built them with what came to hand.
Bungaroos, bungaroos. Food is fine but touched by flies. The sun it's sweet, it's full of lies. Laughter hides the baby's cries. A wall that looks so straight and true. If only you could see right through. We built this place of bungaroos. It's all just bungaroos. Stuff.
These walls will stand forever.
Here's the smooth, we'll hide the rough.
We built them with what came to hand.
Chalk and sandstone, brick and flint.
These walls will stand forever.
You cannot tell what lies within.
We built them with what came to hand.
You cannot tell what lies within.
We built them with what came to hand.
You cannot tell what lies within.
We built them with what came to hand.
Touched by flies, a sonnet sweet is full of lies. Laughter hides the baby's cries. A wall that looks so strange and true. If only you could see right through. We built this place of bungaroos. Food is fine but touched by flies. Laughter hides the baby's cries. A wall that looks so strange and true. A wall that looks so strange and true. If only you could see right through. It's all just bungaroos.
No way. Seriously, stop it. Ridiculous talent. Gorgeous message to say. Great to hear this live. Folks, you are so brilliant. We love you very, very much. Thanks so much for stepping by and coming up all the way up to the top of the tower. And, you know, just keep on doing what you do best, which was pretty well all that. folks, that was Milton Hyde. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you so
it's
much
been
for having
fun.
Us. Lovely
you
to see
know
you.
It's a pleasure.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.